I'm Helen Chickering with Blue Ridge Public Radio, and we're about to have a conversation about sound. For reference, and this is going to make sense later, here's the sound of a vacuum cleaner. And now some sounds from Tuesday night's Asheville City Council meeting.
We're fighting for a healthier, quieter, more sustainable Asheville.
We didn't have this noise ordinance when we had 8 hotels come up in the last 5 years either. But it's now a problem, and it's a problem coming out of COVID when so many people have suffered.
The police and safety issues, they're underfunded and they're understaffed to take this on. Maybe we're rushing too fast because we're not staffed to do this.
All I can ask is just go ahead and keep the music going for everybody. Keyword, everybody.
Those are just a few of many voices that spoke out Tuesday night just before Asheville City Council passed a noise ordinance setting limits on noise coming from all sorts of sources, everything from music venues to construction sites. BPR's Matt Pikin has been covering this issue. He was at the meeting and is here with the latest. So, Matt, what happened?
Well, City Council passed, for the first time since 2000, a noise ordinance that sets specific decibel levels and specific hours for those sound limits. Before it was a subjective measure, now we have an objective measure. So specifically, in the Central Business District, between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., no source of sound can exceed 72 decibels. In the commercial district, now these are zoned districts, that the sound can't exceed 65 decibels, and industrial zones can't exceed 70 decibels. And those limits drop by about 7 decibels in each of those categories from 10 p.m. till 7 a.m. overnight.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, embracing I work in radio and know the decibel is a unit used to measure the intensity of a sound. But frankly, I'm trying to wrap my head around all those numbers and what they mean. So help us out here.
Sure. Well, first of all, people should understand, how do you measure a decibel level? So there's handheld devices. They look kind of like the sound recorders we go out into the field with. You hold it in your hand, has a little microphone type device at the end, and you can measure how loud a single source of sound is. Now, there are different equivalents. Like if you're running a vacuum cleaner, or just listening to a radio in your house, that tends to average at about 75 decibels, which is somewhat exceeding the highest allowable limits now with Asheville's sound ordinance. And outside noise inside of a car, outside noise registers at about 70 decibels. If you're in a subway shouting conversation, something like that, that's 90 decibels.
That is helpful. It's going to take some time for us to understand all of it, and I know there are all sorts of nuances here, but sounds like across the board, sound should never reach vacuum cleaner level anywhere. So embracing, this area has been a tourist destination full of all sorts of noise, including lots of development. Let's talk about the timing. Why now?
Well, Asheville has gained a lot of residents over the last 20 years, and especially downtown, and there's a lot of mixed developments where you have business and residential cozying up in the same building. And so a lot of new residents are complaining about sound, and there's also a growing music community that was very concerned about this. So as soon as this became on the city staff's radar a couple of years ago, they started working on this issue. Musicians turned out in force to really help shape this policy. Now, while apparently musicians and the sources of music were only 9th on the list of complaints, music in particular became very engaged in this issue, and we're shepherding this through and working with city staff and working with neighborhood groups to shape up a policy that would serve both the music community, especially coming off a pandemic in which nobody was working. Music community wanted to make sure venues could operate, that bands and artists could play and conduct their sources of living, all the while making sure they don't produce sound that's too egregious for residents.
So what was the reaction to the passage of the noise ordinance, and who was happy, who was not?
Well, I don't think anybody left the city council feeling particularly thrilled. I know the neighborhood groups didn't get anything they asked for. They were asking for some pretty low thresholds for decibel levels, and city council wasn't very sympathetic to those specific levels. Yet the music community was asking for a certain threshold that they didn't quite see either. So while the venues, I talked to Jeff Santiago of the Orange Peel, and he echoed sentiments of a lot of venue owners and managers that we think we can conduct business under these limits. Let's see, let's work it out. And city council also said that we want to create an ordinance that we can also view as pliable. Let's do something that musicians and venues can work under that isn't going to threaten their livelihood, and we can work around the margins of this over the next 6 months to a year from now and revisit these policies if they're not working.
Highlights. There's so much to unpack here. I'm curious, do you think we will hear a difference when the ordinance goes into effect? Do you think people will notice?
You know, I don't think so. The city, on average, was averaging about 1,100 complaints per year for sound. Now, that may seem like a lot, and especially in a town with 90,000 residents, but that doesn't necessarily say these are 1,100 separate people. Some of these complaints might come from the same people. So I don't know that the bulk of residents will notice a difference. If you live downtown, you're certainly going to notice at a certain hour when that hour turns over from 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, or at 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah, you might notice a difference. And certainly there'll be more objective measurement of that sound than you had before. But for most residents, I don't think we'll see a difference.
This does not kick in right away. So what happens next?
Right. Well, September 15th is the official start date for this. And there were a lot of concerns about who will enforce this. Will city staff send people out, or will police come out? And there were concerns at city council voiced by a lot of young people and people of color that if police are enforcing this, this might unduly target citizens of color who might be producing certain sounds. So, it's still unclear how this enforcement will fully take place. September 15th gives city staff time to get their ducks in a row. And it was sort of just tossed out as a date. Oh, how much time do you need? Well, we think we might need 30 days. Well, how does 45 days sound? Great, 45 days it is. So they came up with September 15th. And so it'll start then.